Don't be afraid to pick up the phone. I know, I feel like our generation can get so nervous to pick up the phone, to talk to people on the phone. And I know I kind of had those nerves as well when I started.
So I should know the internet really well, but to see it from the marketing perspective is something that I've really had to learn. And as we go along, as we try to expand our CCAM presence online, it's been a really good learning curve for me as well.
Hi, it's Mark Zinkowitz, and welcome to the podcast. Those were the voices of Mira Van Burk and Madison Spike of CCAN. This is the first of a number of installments in our new podcast series, profiling young people in the seed industry. This is part of the Canadian Plant Breeding Innovation Scholarship Program. We have 13 great sponsors for the program this year, and we wanted to profile some of the young people working at the various sponsor organizations. After all, the scholarship is all about helping to mentor the next generation of seed professionals. Enjoy my chat with Mira and Madison, and we'll also get a few comments from CCAN's Todd Hira. Mira is the CCAN marketing rep for Alberta and Southern Saskatchewan. Growing up, her parents had a seed farm in Star City, Saskatchewan. She finished her degree at the University of Alberta and then decided to do some traveling. While in Thailand, she found out about the position at CCAN.
I applied for it while I was like in a hostel in Bangkok. I got all my references and everything all together. And then bang, bang, bang. And 2 months later, I was starting with CCAN. So I started in June of, I believe, 2018. And I'm the territory or marketing rep for Southern Alberta and Southern Saskatchewan. So I'm based out of Regina. And I always knew about CCAN. I always remember meeting Wes at a crop production show when I would go with my dad. And so I knew kind of who CCAN was, but never fully, I guess, what they do. So then here I am 2.5 years later.
Despite growing up on a farm, she said she had a lot to learn when she first started.
Coming down to the south was a bit of a learning curve. We don't have durum up in the north, don't have these things called lentils. The CCAN members are so easy to learn from. They're so open to questions and lots of conversations, and they just want people to ask more questions and understand what they're doing. So lots of wonderful members to work with. And then I also work in Southern Alberta, which is a whole other climate with irrigation, and everybody cares about what they do. It's not hard for me to come in and ask questions and learn more, because they love when someone comes to do that. So it's made it a really awesome 2.5 years.
Unlike Mira, Madison did not grow up on a farm.
I grew up in rural Ontario. I went to the University of Guelph and graduated in 2017. And actually the way that I came to CCAN is I was working in Guelph. CCAN's head office is in Ottawa. And a friend of mine that I had gone to university with sent me a Facebook message and said, "Hey, if you're ever looking to move back home and work closer to home, there's an opening in the marketing department at CCAN. And I think it would be a really good fit for you." Based on that, I ended up applying and had a pretty informal first meeting. I think Brenda Trask and I met at a coffee shop in Guelph for our first meeting.
A couple interviews later, and Madison started her new position at CCAN.
I'm the marketing assistant working with Brenda, and I've worked here since February of 2018. So I was just a few months ahead of Mira. And in the marketing assistant position, it's a really unique position because I get to work with Team West, Team East, with the office folks, with our members directly. So I really get to see all of the different aspects of CCAN and get to learn about all of the different aspects of the industry. And actually, when I went to university, I majored in crop science. And so coming into a marketing position was a pretty steep learning curve for me to learn sort of that side of the industry, I guess. So it was good to have all the people around. I'm 25, and I think I'm the youngest at CCAN. right now.
Todd Hira is Western Business Manager for CCAN, which is Canada's largest supplier of certified seed. Todd says that it's important to have new blood in the organization in order to stimulate new ideas and ensure the future of a company that has become very important on the Canadian agricultural landscape.
Well, yeah, Mira's been working closely as we've revamped some of our web presence. And so her and Maddie in our communications team are both among our youngest members. And so having them spend time and look critically at the way our website is designed, the way it's being used, and provide that input. And so it's been wonderful to have them taking charge of that project and helping us move forward. And so it's our younger members are, I'll say, more tech savvy than some of us who've been around in a different way. So we learn from each other in different ways. And so that's been a real, a great experience to have these young women take charge and grow their confidence and share with us, with some of us, others who may need a little more time in adopting some of this technology.
So what would their advice be for young people just starting out in the seed industry? Here's Mira.
To always ask questions and wonder why. Like, you don't have to know everything. So when you're a newbie coming into it, don't be afraid. If somebody asks you a question at a presentation, be honest. That would probably be my biggest thing to take away, is just be honest and say, hey, that's a great question. I had a forage presentation and I was getting all these questions on forages. And I was like, you know, that's a great question. I don't know your answer, but I'll get back to you.
And she cautions not to make texting and email your only modes of communication.
Don't be afraid to pick up the phone. I know, I feel like our generation can get so nervous to pick up the phone, to talk to people on the phone. And I know I kind of had those nerves as well when I started.
Madison says if you didn't grow up on a farm, don't worry about it.
My advice would be for those people who want to be involved, but think maybe they wouldn't be welcome or something like that because they're coming from outside of the industry or something. And I would just want them to know that that's not the case. The ag industry as a whole is so welcoming.
And Madison adds, don't be afraid to try new things.
So I should know the internet really well, but to see it from the marketing perspective is something that I've really had to learn. And as we go along, as we try to expand our CCAN presence online, it's been a really good learning curve for me as well.
For more great podcasts, visit germination.ca.